Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to SightAndVisionRadio.com presents the Audrey Hyman Travel and Network Radio Talk Show, a show about traveling with fun, pleasure, and relaxation. Everything you want to know, everything you need to know, and everything you don't know about traveling. Traveling around the world, traveling around the country, on bus, plane, train, and luxury liner. And here to introduce our travel agent and our consultant is our own hostess with the mostest, Miss Renee.
Well, thank you, Reverend Radio Ray. Well, whether you're planning a staycation here in the DMV or a cruise vacation to the Bahamas, or it's your turn to host a family reunion and you need plans for your visiting relatives, our unflappable travel expert, Audrey Hyman of the Hyman Travel Network, has the solution for you. Welcome, Audrey. Welcome, Audrey. Well, we must be having a little technical difficulty. Reverend Ray, are you there?
I am here. You hear me?
I can hear you fine and clear. Let's see what's going on with, I don't know what's going on with our guest host.
Did
okay, well, if you can hear us, if you can hear us, please hang up and dial back in so we can get going. So, Reverend Ray, where is your favorite vacation spot while we wait for Audrey to come back in?
You know, I was just sharing with a young lady I met from Hawaii. I was sharing with her that I took my wife to the 50th state on her 50th birthday, and we went to Hawaii and visited Maui. And I was really interested in just the whole culture there in Hawaii. But the one thing that really was of interest to me that I learned, we went...
This is Audrey tuning in. Can you hear me?
All right. Okay.
I can. Thank you.
Loud and clear.
I'm going to let Reverend Ray finish his thought, and then we're going to get right to you.
Okay.
Well, the one thing I was interested in Hawaii, two things. One, I didn't realize people ate so much Spam and that it was a luxury, and that was a result of the war. But two was that how they celebrate October, Halloween, because I guess I guess it's a lot of history of all the scary stuff. But anyway, I was just really, really surprised about, but loved the Hawaii. All right, Ms. Renee, we have
today we're not going to talk about Hawaii, but we will talk about the Bahamas. But welcome again, Audrey. I'm glad we got the technical difficulties sorted out. Now, last month's show was taken straight from the headlines. Just as we were going to air, the administration issued a travel ban to Cuba, and all of us were sort of shifting from foot to foot, wondering what was that going to mean for us. So, Audrey, how has it affected travel to Cuba?
Okay, Renee, well, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that the cruises to Cuba have not been affected. Because the cruises have an approved people-to-people program that had to be submitted, and it was approved. So they're still going. In fact, I'm seeing more and more cruise lines now jumping into trips to Cuba. So that has not been affected. What has been affected is that the current administration decided that he was going to overturn some of the categories that were approved by the Obama administration. So there were some categories that were in place a few months ago that we can no longer do. So I just want to put a disclaimer in that things are constantly changing. So I'm mm-hmm. trying to keep up on all the latest trends and what's going on as far as our travel to Cuba. But from what I understand now, there's some categories that we can no longer go to Cuba under those categories. And one of them is that at one time we were allowed to go under official government business, which meant that mm-hmm. employees or contractors of the United States government could go over there and meet on behalf of the government and have some dialogue. From what I understand, mm-hmm. that's no longer being permitted. Also, journalists and broadcast people and people who are in the media, I understand now that it's very hard for them to get visas to go to Cuba. And you know how our how the president feels about the media. So he doesn't want a lot of the media people going over there. Also, there was some people who were going under the category of professional research and meetings to attend professional meetings with the Cuban government and Cuban people. From what I understand, that's still on hold. So that's not allowed. The people-to-people program is still in effect. And like I said, the cruise lines are able to do that because they had that people-to-people program in effect, and they are able to prove that the people who are coming over on the cruise ships are not coming to hang out on the beach or go to the nightclubs, because that is what the Cuban government had a problem with. So when you go over on a cruise ship, and I was there a couple of months ago. In fact, it was like in this last year I was there before the – I think I was one of the second or third groups to go over there. Once Obama was there and lifted the embargo, I was there on the Phantom. And so we already had things in place. So we were able to go under that people-to-people program, and we didn't have any problem with it. And I also want to say that I have a coworker, a young lady who works with me, and she was able to take a group to Cuba. In fact, they just got back. They were there during that July 4th holiday. And they were there as part of the Cuban carnival. And so I have posted it on my Facebook page. I posted a link from YouTube that was taken, and they were part of that carnival parade. Now, if anybody's ever been to the islands, you know carnival is a big thing. In Cuba, mm-hmm. in the Bahamas, in Jamaica, if you've been there, you know about the costumes and the parade and the dances. Well, they were able to go. Everything was in place prior to the ban. So they were able to go, and she sent me the link, and I have posted it on my Facebook page. So if anybody wants to see what carnival is already about in Cuba, you can go there and see it. And from what I understand, the government and the people were very receptive. My coworker said that they loved the fact that they were there because they were the first American group to participate in their carnival. Now, I don't know what's going to happen next year, but they were there this year. And she said there were a couple little minor glitches. They did stay in the hotel. They went into Havana, and then they took a small plane into Santiago de Cuba. That's where the parade was. That's where the carnival was.
Okay.
And she said that one of the airlines, one of their flights was canceled at the last minute. So that was a little glitch. But they were able to get another flight and get home safely. So that's where what's going on with Cuba right now. And I've had a lot of people call me within the last couple of months asking about Cuba. Can we still go to Cuba? And so, yes, I'm saying go to Cuba, but I suggest that you try to do a cruise. Some people don't like cruises, but the infrastructure is not able to handle a lot of tourists that's coming over there. I had one person call, and it was a group of ministers, and it was about, I guess, about 12 of them. And they wanted to go, and they all wanted single rooms in an upscale hotel. And I said, that's next to impossible. So I was not able to do it. I don't know how they made out, but that's not the way the hotels are set up over there. It's not like our hotels. They don't have a lot of luxury hotels. It's more like our Motel Sixes. You might find one or two. So I don't want anybody calling me and say, well, I know of a luxury hotel. There may be a few, but you're going to pay top dollar for that hotel, and the food is not included. So,
well, I think what you are describing, the difference between a tourist and a traveler. You know, travelers are going to immerse themselves in the culture of the people. They're not going there to replicate their American experience.
Right.
But briefly,
right.
Audrey, until we move on to our next topic. Explain to those of us not as learned what a people-to-people exchange looks like, and what is the hope both of the United States government and the Cuban government in that people-to-people exchange?
So think of people-to-people as you are going and you're relating to the people, you're talking to the people, you're being immersed with their culture, and they're learning about the United States. So the example that I just gave you about going in and participating in their carnival, that's a perfect example. When I was there, we had scheduled tours. We went to a museum and we learned a lot about what happened prior to the embargo and what happened with the Bay of Pigs, and you know, we heard about the history that led up to the embargo. Then we went to one of the, in the islands, flea markets. Well, over there, they don't call it a flea market, but it's similar, where people are on the street and they have crafts and they have paintings and people are dancing, and it's just like a big open air type thing. That's people to people, because we get a chance to talk to the people. And then one of the things that really stood out for me was that we were invited to go to a concert. And it was a group of university students, and they were working by giving concerts. And so we didn't have to pay for the concert, but I'm sure that it was part of the fee that we paid. And they take that money and they give it back to the government. And they give a full hour concert, just their voices, no instruments or anything. And they were beautiful. And I have copies of that, not on my website, but I do have some YouTube copies of my experience with that. So think of people to people as learning about their culture and then sharing our culture. That's considered people to people. And like I said, it's not going to the beach. One other thing, there was a night activity that I did, and I did go to one of their clubs, and I learned how to do the salsa dance. And that was considered people to people too, because it was one of their clubs, and I learned the dance. And so anything that you do that you're really being connected to the Cuban people is considered people to people.
Well, we will expect that you will keep us up on this cultural engagement, the people to people event. And if you have any questions about and want to go to Cuba, Audrey Hyman of the Hyman Travel Network will be giving you her contact information after the break. But right now,
and let me see one other thing. I do have a scheduled trip going to the to Havana, October the 30th through November 3rd. It is an overnight stay, so you go into Havana, you get there during the day, and it's overnight, and you leave the next day. So if anybody's interested in it, let me know. The prices are $865 for an inside cabin and $945 for an outside cabin. So it's, like I say, it's a four-day trip. It's a day to get there, overnight in Cuba, and then coming back. I just need to
and
throw that in.
And tell us those dates once again and the contact information for the Hyman Travel Network. So
what
are the dates again for the Cuban?
The dates is October the 30th through November the 3rd. And it's based on availability, and the prices are subject to change. But I will need a $200 non-refundable deposit to go there, you know, to hold your space.
Okay, and once again, remind us how to get in touch with the Hyman Travel Network.
You can call my home office at 301-350-6144 or email me at ahyman0011@aol.com.
Okay, again, we'll give that information again at the end of the of the show. Right now, we're going to turn it over to our English-speaking host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor, who is working on his Spanish because he plans to be on that Cuban trip. So, Reverend Radio Ray, tell them who we are in English and Spanish, please.
Well, let me handle the English and Spanish next time. You're listening to blogtalkradio.com/mockingpulpit, and this is the Oratory Time and Travel Network radio talk show. And you can be heard here every Monday at this time. You tune in 3 to 3:30 East Coast time. And we are going to give you all the necessary information to contact the Oratory Hyman Travel Network with all these beautiful and wonderful trips that's coming up. So please listen in. And back to our hostess with the mostest and our travel agent, Miss Oratory Hyman, and hostess, Miss Renee.
Thank you, Reverend Radio Ray. Now, we and Audrey, we do appreciate you keeping us so up to date on what's going on with the Cuban travel ban. We really do appreciate that. But we're going to turn our sights a little bit in a different direction. Now, with all the adverts on TV advertising the Bahamas, what is the advantage of booking with the Hyman Travel Network?
Well, for one reason, the Bahamas is one of my favorite destinations, and I have been there so many times I've lost count. And if you plan on going somewhere, it's always good to be able to talk to someone who's been there and knows the island and can advise you on the places to stay, because we always do research before we recommend a hotel. Know the places to hang out, the do's and the don'ts. So we do a thorough research on each property that we recommend, and then once you say you're going, we have partners there, our suppliers, which is Island Roots, and they are the tour operators for the Bahamas, and they will take really, really good care of you. So that's the benefit. You know, go with somebody who knows, who's been there, who knows the properties. That's the, I believe that's the main benefit. As far as prices are concerned, you'll never hear me say that our prices are the lowest prices, because we don't compete with Travelocity and Expedia and those online travel agencies, because we've heard horror stories about them. They may be cheaper, but there's all kind of problems that may come up. So I just say go with somebody who really, really knows. And then the other benefit of going with the Hyman Travel Network is that we have a payment plan. So we can book your hotel, We can book your air and your transfers, put it in one package for a deposit of $200 that will hold it, and then we'll set up a payment plan that's convenient to your schedule. We'll let you know when your final payment is due, and you can pay as you go along, $50, $25, it doesn't matter, as long as we get all your money by that final due date. And a lot of times when you book something, you know, if you're booking it on your own and you're getting your air, you have to pay for your whole air right there where you book it. With us, you can put it, and we call it our convenient vacation layaway plan.
I love it. And there's nothing worse than going on vacation and knowing that that credit card bill is going to hit you when you get home. You know, all
right.
of that rest and relaxation goes right out of the window. So I love that. Well, what does the Hyman Travel Network have going to the Bahamas right now?
Okay, so we do have a Bahamas trip, and I'm going to look at my notes here. Let me see. We do have Bahamas, and it's on the Carnival Pride, which is right here in our backyard. A lot of people say, well, you know, why the Pride? Number one, the Pride is because it's our neighborhood ship, and you don't have to worry about flying to Miami or flying anyplace else. It's a smaller ship, and I prefer the smaller ships. I've been on the Oasis and the mega ships. I prefer the smaller ships because it's more intimate, and to me it's more relaxation. So I have a trip going on the Carnival Pride. The dates are September 16th, 2018. So you have over a year to pay for it with a $250 deposit. The balcony is $981.25, and then the inside or the interior cabin is $286.25. Now, on the Pride, there's no ocean view, so you either get the interior or the balcony. And so that's the date, September 16th.
Okay.
And we have our layaway plan, so with a little bit of money down, you have over a year to pay for it.
Sounds
and,
like
oh,
a
and
plan.
Let me tell you what
now,
the ports are.
Just before you go to the ports, you referenced that it's in our backyard. Where in our backyard?
Okay. I just take for granted that everybody knows. But anyway, it's at the Port of Baltimore. Outside of Baltimore. It's about, I guess it's about 35 or 40 minutes from where we are, where we live.
Okay. Now, we're heard all over the country, and so there might be somebody who is listening to this and thinking that they want to take me next year to Nassau for my birthday. It will be in September, and so it just sounds like a good idea. So in the event that they're listening, I wanted them to know how close it is to all of us, and we can make this happen. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You were about to give us the ports of call on that particular Carnival Pride cruise. What are the ports of call?
Yes, the ports of call are it's the Eastern Caribbean, so it's the Bahamas, it's Grand Turk, it's Freeport, it's either Freeport or Nassau, and then there is a stop at the private island. And all the ships have a private island because when you go to the Caribbean, you want to be able to at least have a beach day where you can get in the water, that beautiful turquoise water. So it's a one beach day that's part of that 7-day cruise, and they have the big barbecue. They have a lot of beach activities. So leaving from the Port of Baltimore, now, when you're going to the Bahamas, just keep in mind you have 3 sea days. Now, sea days are days that you don't get off the water. So you have 2 days to get to the Bahamas. Then you have 3 days of ports, and then you have 1 day to come back. Now, what's the pro and con of that? depending on what you like. And I always qualify my people when they call. I find out, do you want to be someplace where you can have a different port every day, or do you mind being on the water for 2 days without getting off? So I've got a lot of different variations on that. If you don't think that you want to be on the water for 2 days straight, then you would fly to Miami or Fort Lauderdale. And of course, it would be a little extra money because you have to add in your airfare. But if you don't mind sailing from here to the Bahamas, just keep in mind that those first 2 days are going to be on the water. You get on the Sunday evening, you'll be on the water all day Monday, Monday night, all day Tuesday, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday you get to your first port. So it all depends on what
you
like.
Well, as usual, I have dozens more questions, and we'll have to put it off until our next show. But I know that Reverend Radio Ray is counting his change. I can hear him. I believe he's planning for his 2018 September birthday cruise also. So, Audrey, again, tell our listeners how to get in touch with Hyman Travel Network, and I'm going to turn it over to Reverend Ray right after you give us that contact information.
Okay, my telephone number is 301-350-6144. Cell is 240-643-6144. Or you can email me at ahyman, 0011 at aol.com. Or I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm everywhere. Just look for Audrey Hyman, Hyman Travel Network.
Audrey, thank you as usual. You've given us so much information, and we have so many more questions. But I'm going to let Reverend Ray wrap it up. Reverend Ray, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. And
that trip
in September birthday sounds interesting, something we're going to look at.
Maybe we can celebrate together because my birthday is in September too.
That's right. So we're going to really look at that.
Reverend Radio Ray, that means thousands of people have heard you make that veiled promise.
I just want you to know. we're going to look at that. But Audrey, let me ask you this, just in practicality. Now, on both of these trips, the one to Cuba and the one to the second trip in September, do you need to have your passports?
For the trip to Cuba, you definitely have to have a passport and a visa, or else you won't be able to do it. For the Bahamas trip, no, you do not need a passport because we're leaving from Baltimore and we're returning to Baltimore. But what you will need is an official ID, which means a driver's license or an official birth certificate, not a copy. So you'll need two forms of ID, or you need a passport. And I always say get a passport because you never know what might happen and you have to fly back home. So that's
now, there was two different passports. So sometimes they said a card or a long passport. What's the one that, and I know it's a difference in money that a person should invest in?
Well, a passport is a U.S. official passport that you get from the passport office, and it has, they all look alike. You know, it's blue and it has a seal on it. So that's the official passport. If you don't have an official passport that you've actually sent for, and I think it is kind of expensive, but that's accepted everywhere. Or if you don't have that, then you need your birth certificate or a driver's license. Two forms of ID.
Oh, okay. Okay, just one other thing in terms of currency. You should use regular currency, or do you suggest to get travel check?
For the Bahamas, they take our money, they take our credit cards, they take everything. For Cuba, you'd have to convert your money into their money, and there is no credit cards accepted in Cuba at all.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Audrey. And our time is up, and you've been listening to the Travel Network. the Audrey Hyman Tribal Network Radio Talk Show. So until next time we meet again, happy, happy tribal trails to you. And thank you, Audrey, until next month. Thank you very much. All
see
right.
you next month.
All
Audrey,
right. God
thank
bless
you so much.
I listen on you.
Okay.
All right.